And then the landline phone rang. And I ran down the stairs to answer the phone, and it was quite an embarrassing situation, actually. Because what happened was, I didn't realise this at the time, but when I answered, it was someone from a radio station who I'd done some production work for, another radio station. Oh, dear. Ooh. But I didn't realise this at the time. And he was basically, he was ringing up to say that the work that I'd done was being broadcast on the radio and, you know, I could switch it on and have a little listen. But I didn't know that at the time. I know that in hindsight, but I didn't know that at the time. I answered the phone and I thought it was my friend Ben, because this man and Ben, my friend Ben, sound exactly the same as each other. And so the conversation continues and he says, have you got the radio on? And I said, no. Well, put the radio on then. Put the radio on. And I'm thinking, so I then retort with, well, that's all right. Why don't you put the radio on, you idiot? What channel? At which point, I then realise who it is. So I've insulted someone there who was giving me work. So fortunately, it worked out absolutely fine, and I explained that I thought it was somebody else. But dear, I think I took him by surprise. As it happens, I have a recording of this, and I've listened to it back during Christine Fieldhouse, because I left the thing recording, because I just ran to get the phone, and the thing was recording, and so it's not massively audible, but I'll play it anyway, because it's very cringeworthy, and it's how a man potentially could have destroyed what was already not a particularly brilliant career.
Yeah.
Okay, so the phone rings, and as you can hear, I'm a little bit stressed, because, well, it's interrupted the podcast, and I thought Christine could be finishing at any minute.
Yeah.
But I run down the stairs anyway.
Hello?
Answer the phone.
Hello, Ben.
So you can hear me there. I say, hello, Ben. Obviously, he doesn't hear that. It's very similar to the person's name, so he doesn't hear that.
Hello? Hello, Ben.
Have you got the radio on?
No.
Why? At
this
point, then he says, well, switch the radio on then. Thinking, obviously, I know who it is. But I don't. So I retort with,
oh, I said, put the radio on. What channel, you idiot?
You say put the radio on. What channel, you idiot?
Oh, I said, put the radio on. What channel, you idiot?
Bearing in mind, this is someone who is, you could argue, is technically a boss. You know, he's. And then it dawns on me when he starts speaking a bit more, sounding a bit shocked at my retort, but nevertheless going with it, which shows that if you're confident enough and you insult somebody with it, even if they are superior to you in professionally, they're still so shocked that they don't go, don't you call me an idiot. They just continue. So then I realise who it is, and I listen to my laugh as I realise. I'm, it doesn't pick it up on the recording brilliantly at this point, because I'm in the kitchen now, and the microphone's just picking this up from upstairs, because I've now gone to the radio. And so then I realise who it is, and obviously I'm really embarrassed. Listen to my fake laugh, which basically says, have mercy on me, you know, don't pull the plug on what I'm doing. You know, I'm trying to make light of the situation, but you can just hear it in the laugh that I'm like, oh my goodness, what have I done? Oh dear. So that's what happened. But fortunately, I've been given some more stuff to do, so everything's fine. But, it was a bit of a hair-raising moment at that point.